Now he says to this church, thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Now, I give you my translation of that. But thou hast a few names in Sardis that did not besmirch or defile their Christian life, and they shall walk with me in white garments, for they are worthy. Now, in Israel, we've already noted that it was never the corporate body of the total national life. It was always a remnant that was true to God. Now, of the church, we are told here, you have a few. And the Lord called his church back in Luke 12:32, a little flock. Now, Protestantism today has its saints who love the Word, are faithful to Him even in these days, and they stand by the Word of God, and they do not engage in sin-defiling activities, nor are they engaged in this fleshly activity. Now, here are some of the names, and I think I ought to mention that. Protestantism has produced some great men, and I am going to leave out a great many, but I think of the Reformation leaders, Martin Luther and John Calvin. They stand out head and shoulders above all others. Of course, there was John Knox, a great man of God, did so much for Scotland. Then later on, there was John Bunyan, the great Baptist, who wrote Pilgrim's Progress, which was his own life, of how God marvelously saved him. And then John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist Church, how God marvelously saved that man and used him in such a way that he is given credit by the historian as saving England from the revolution that destroyed France and prevented it from ever becoming a first-rate nation again. And Wesley's been called the greatest Englishman of all. And certainly he did more for that country than any other Englishman that's ever lived. And then there's a man like John Moffat, the Scotchman who went to Africa, and David Livingstone, who first opened it up. William Carey went to India, and then followed by a young man, sickly young man by the name of Martin. And then I always like to include Titus Cone, who led the greatest revival since Pentecost out in the Hawaiian Islands. Protestantism has some names that didn't defile themselves. They've been true to the Word of God, and I think that there are quite a few today, and I wouldn't dare to begin to name them because of the fact that I'm sure many would say, well, you left out so-and-so. Well, I wouldn't want to leave them out, so I won't mention any of the living today. But my Protestantism has produced some great men of God. Now, Romanism, we saw, did the same thing, even during the Dark Ages. But that does not mean to commend the system. I personally think the system of Romanism and the system of Protestantism today, as it's revealed in the great denominations that have departed from the faith, that to me are the organization that will bring in eventually the apostate church, because they have departed from the great tenets and the great doctrines of the Christian faith.